There are three crimes that we will discuss in a few minutes after we introduce you to the new technology that we need some help on. Unsolved crimes. The serial murders in the south end of the city that you've been reporting widely on. The recent murder of Deputy Escalante from the Sheriff's Department. And a new emerging trend that has been identified in the Newton area of the city, robberies being committed against Asian females, that we will seek to give information and hopefully get information back. But first, let me ask Captain Joel Justice, Commanding Officer of our RACER unit, to step up to the mic and speak to the new technologies that we've acquired. And again, at the conclusion of this event, we can basically move with you into the RACER unit to basically give you some shots and some exposure to the technology firsthand. Captain?
Thank you, Chief. Good morning. We're very excited to announce that we are implementing an anonymous crime tip reporting system. For the first time, citizens will be able to provide anonymous information via the SMS or texting function on their cell phone. The tipster will simply, in the text part of the message, type in LAPD along with their crime tip information and send that to Crimes. That information will the tipster will immediately receive a message back stating that if this is an emergency, to call 911, along with an alias. That alias allows us to communicate with the tipster to get additional information should they choose to do so. Also, through the email system, they can go on the LAPD online website and click the link to the web tip software. Both of these systems will go directly to LAPD's Regional Crime Center, which is manned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and an officer or detective there will receive that information and either do a follow-up on it or route it to the investigative entity that will be responsible for the investigation of that crime. Like the Chief said, after this conference, we will demonstrate this over at the Regional Crime Center across the hall, and we'd like to invite all of you over there for a demonstration. Now, I'd like to introduce to you Deputy Chief Charlie Beck of Detective Bureau, who will be discussing some of the recent cases where we're asking for the public's help. Yes, Joel Justice, Justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, Joel, J-O-E-L.
Good morning, everyone. The progress that Joel's discussed with you, the Texas tip line, is a great piece of technology and allows total anonymity for the person giving the police department information. We have three cases that we think may be very well served by this text-to-tip line. First, on the list, and the reason that Sheriff Baca is here, is the murder of Deputy Escalante. Deputy Escalante's murder, as everybody in here and has been widely reported knows, occurred in the northeast area and was early morning, 5:30 in the morning occurrence. We believe that there are people in the public that have information that have not come forward because for various factors. And we are hoping that somebody that is watching this broadcast will, because of their assurance of anonymity, be able to text us or give us information via our website that will lead to an arrest here. Sheriff Baca and his department have been extremely involved in this investigation, even though it occurred in LAPD territory. And he has a few comments on this subject. Sheriff, thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Mayor Villaraigosa and Chief Bratton. I think that clearly the message today is innovation and technology and public participation. And crime in of itself is very difficult to manage without public support. And when we talk about a deputy sheriff's death, and I'm going to have to clear my throat for a second here because I can see that I'm having some problems. What we're talking about essentially is that there is a success part of this that is already in place, and that is the LAPD Sheriff's Crime Lab, which when a person is killed, whether it's a deputy sheriff or a citizen, that we have the capacity to analyze evidence, and there is evidence. But then the collateral support that's necessary, which is witness information or information that's community rumor information, either way, allows us to articulate what we think we know with what others know. And that's why I commend Chief Bratton and the City of Los Angeles and its mayor for having a tipping program. Because anonymity means safety to the person who's giving us the accurate information. In the world of gangs, you and I already know the history of when people step forward, the risk they're going to take. And so this solves a number of problems in the prospect of solving cases. And for that reason, I'm here asking, along with Chief Bratton and the mayor and the Los Angeles Police Department, for anyone listening, please help us with this important case. When a law enforcement officer is killed in the line of duty, LAPD or sheriff or any other police agency, it has a tremendous impact on the fact that all community members will suffer the loss, not just those of us who work with the people we love. All people in the community pour out with the indignant reaction and pain that we've lost a law enforcement official. The same will be felt tomorrow regarding the officer who was killed in the Metrolink system. We need the public's help, and we'd ask that you give it to us as soon as you can. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. And the Los Angeles Police Department cannot overstate the cooperation between the Sheriff's Department and our investigators on this particular crime. I think something very important in the announcement of this text-a-tip avenue is to reinforce the ability for the public to call us, first of all, at 911 if there's an emergency, and that is the preferred method. Second of all, if there is somebody wants to give a verbal tip and give information, 1-877-LAWFUL, LAWFULL, is our 24/7 tip line that individuals can also call. So that, joined with the text-to-tip and the web-to-tip avenues, gives multiple ways that the public can make contact with the police, either anonymous or in an upfront manner. The second case that we wanted to highlight today is a new case that information has not been released on before, and it is a series of street robberies that have occurred in our Newton area and primarily in the Fashion District. You can see by the crime map to my right that there are a number of females who have been robbed in the Newton area during this past month period, but eight of them, we believe, are connected. And those eight victims are all of Asian descent. The crimes occurred either during the day or early evening. They are crimes of opportunity, purse snatches, which occur on the street. And if the victim resists, oftentimes the purse snatchers will either brandish a gun or physically force the purse from the individual's hands. This is a crime that's been committed by several male Hispanics, 5'8", average build, usually driving late model Japanese import cars. Nothing more specific than that. We are putting out this information for two reasons. One, for awareness of the public. You know, women in particular should be aware of their surroundings, should, traveling from point to point, be particularly aware of where they carry their purse, where they carry the money. Be confident in their demeanor. If they at all possible, travel with an additional person. You know, these are things that can make you safer. So that one side is for the safety tip. The other is to ask for the public's help. If you've seen an incident like this and not reported to the police because of, for whatever reason, please be assured that the anonymous tip lines give you an avenue. We obviously would like you to call 1-877-LAWFUL, but if you don't feel confident with that, please text CRIMES. Remember, follow that by LAPD, and then your message will be routed to us. It goes through a routing system that makes you totally anonymous. The last crime that we wanted to talk about, and this is a crime that's been widely covered by all of you in this room, the serial murder that have occurred in South Los Angeles. 12 assaults are attributed to this one individual, 11 of them resulting in homicides. They go back to 1985. We have a very general description from the one surviving victim of a male black who would be in his mid-50s at this point, early to mid-50s at this point, and whose last described method of transportation, albeit that was 20 years ago, was an orange Pinto. If anybody has information about an individual that probably fits into the demographic I spoke of, that frequents prostitutes, because we believe that that's what this individual would do as a matter of pattern, and that has a history of violence with women. You know, we will take that kind of text tip. We have a solid DNA link to this individual, but we are looking for potential suspects, and we're sincerely asking for the public's help in this. You know, we need more clues than we have now. We will solve this crime.